a phoenix rising from the ashes. Or perhaps just like the proverbial bad penny, Joe Biden is officially back in the race after Super Tuesday. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us wherever you get good podcasts, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Joe Biden, the comeback kid, is the big winner from Super Tuesday and pulls ahead in the Democrat nominee race. We thought Biden was dead in the water. Now this, what's happening?
South Carolina is what's happening. South Carolina and black folks and suburban white voters tired of Trump. So what Bernie cannot do is appeal to people in the middle. And elections to the presidency are about the middle. Last time, Clinton gave it away. I don't think Bernie will give it away. But give away his side to Trump. But now we have a person who is in the middle, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's credentials in the middle are very good. His best credential is a credential that hasn't showed his hand yet, and that is Obama. Obama was behind the scenes in South Carolina. You can bet your life on it. And now the Obama troops can come out because Biden has no money, has no organization. If those troops come out and do as they did in the past, go door to door, knocking on everything, gobbling up television and radio time and talk radio. Glad I don't do talk radio because I would have both Trump and Obama and Biden on. So I think there's a real chance here. Now, if Sanders does what he says, and that is, and it's not over yet, if he pledges to support whoever the Democratic candidate is, then all of a sudden we have momentum. And the other thing we have is money, because the other guy, Bloomberg, the other Jewish guy, said he's going to put his support to the person who will defeat Trump. And Biden looks like that person. All the other people drop out, give their delegates to Biden, and Warren will probably do that. If she does that, it's pretty much over. So I think there's a good chance for a good campaign. And I hope he has some good protectors, because I wouldn't trust the Secret Service at this point unless he knows them personally. So it's Biden's campaign to lose right now.
Just in terms of Bernie Sanders, though, ahead in California, we're up to 93% reported at time of recording. That's a whopping 415 delegates up for grabs, with votes, mail-in votes, still to be counted. Bernie's at 33.8%, Biden just shy of 25, or might be just over 25 now. How could that affect the race?
Well, I think if Biden went up to 30 and Bernie went up 1%, that will affect the race in this way. Bernie would get the most delegates, over 100. And Biden would get around 100. So had Biden not gotten, if he had not gotten those ballots and those votes, he would not be in it. So now he has enough to be a contender. And on election day in California, he's the winner. Sanders never would be.
Just in terms of Biden, though, I mean, what it means for November, he failed to have much of a showing. As we were saying last week, we thought he was out of this race. It was why Bloomberg had entered the race in the first place. It was like the Democrats decided to play the field a little bit, do a little bit of experimenting, maybe sow their wild oats, but couldn't find anyone better and came crawling back to Biden. That doesn't say to me good things about getting people to the polls in November.
Well, this is a different deal here. Joe Biden just has to be Joe Biden. He doesn't have to run against Trump, because Trump will do that himself. If Trump tries the silly tricks like he did, the Ukraine tricks and stuff like that, remember, that's used up. What's his new trick? He doesn't have one. He's not a great debater. Biden's not a great debater, but at least he's truthful. So I think we might have a situation where we've got two relatively dull candidates, but one of them is a lightning rod for anti-votes rather than pro-votes.
And just out of curiosity, I mean, what went wrong for Elizabeth Warren that she couldn't even win Massachusetts, her home state? I mean, losing to Biden when Biden didn't even have a ground game in place.
Well, I think it's the Pocahontas syndrome, that by trying to play tricks to get people on side, and then her health care trick, people eventually, it was Lincoln that says this, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. She just that have another trick up her sleeve. Buttigieg was a big winner here. Buttigieg will get a good job, and I hope it's Homeland Security, where you can actually show some stuff. I would suspect that there will be a coalition here, like the New York Times said, where the candidates that didn't make it will be in, and that'll include Klobuchar, and that will include Harris. Harris might be the new attorney general.
Mm.
So if you had a black woman from California, Buttigieg from Indiana, and Klobuchar from Minnesota, you've got the Midwest, the West, and probably the South, because in the South, the Democrats are really coming alive now. You saw that with Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke has signed up to be behind Biden. So if Beto O'Rourke runs the South, Harris runs the West, the other two run the Midwest, the middle of the country is the only thing left at stake.
And as you mentioned there, I mean, Buttigieg and Klobuchar both sort of, almost advertising for roles when they dropped out before Super Tuesday. Just because Bloomberg, where does Bloomberg go from here? I mean, his wallet's $500 million lighter. You said there, obviously, he's going to...
He's not going to notice that.
Yeah.
But he's going to be Secretary of State.
Hmm.
So if I were running this thing, and my credentials are a lot lower now than they were the other day, I would have that team up basically on the ticket. It also makes Biden bulletproof, because if you're surrounded by these people, you got to knock them all off. So I would, if I were Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, I say, this is my team. I got Harris here. I got Buttigieg here. And for Warren, she's not going to want a position there because there's no profile for her. But for the others, there's profile. And Beto O'Rourke, Secretary of Agriculture or Interior. That's a heck of a team. And what can Trump... Well, he'd have to get some people out of jail to compete with that. So I think this team idea has a lot of strength in it. East, west, north, south.
By all your powers combined. Hey, everyone's talking about the coronavirus, so we should probably talk coronavirus too. 10 deaths in Washington state, the first to take place in California. Congress has approved $8.3 billion worth of emergency aid. Where do you think this is going to be spent?
It's going to be spent on kits. I think within a couple of weeks, kids are not going to be allowed in school and gets their tested right at the schoolhouse jail door. Now, since in most states we already have people testing for guns, it'll be easy to have the same people testing for viruses and the like. So I think that's where a billion of that will go for test kits. The test kits get smaller and lighter and easier. The kind of test kit you use with a baby, you can't put a thermometer down their mouth, but you can put something on their head. A kid that whose temperature is too high is going to be sent home. And that's the way they're going to do that. The next is tightening up the hospitals. Doctors are getting this disease. So that means staff are not well protected. So that's going to have to be tightened up. And then I think only certain hospitals are going to handle these cases that have that. They will need to be tightened up. But the 10 deaths in Washington were all from one place. That's bad news and good news. And I believe everyone was over 60. That's bad news and good news. And I understand from somebody who's watching television more than I am, no kid has died even contracting the disease. They get over it relatively quickly. So maybe it's nature's way. Get rid of us old folks and bring in a new era. Maybe Bernie has a lot to say, but on Corona, not on elections.
And just still on this one, though, a big fall in the stock market despite the Federal Reserve hitting the panic button and cutting interest rates. Any thoughts?
Well, it came up 900 points just today. And the reason for that was Biden. People see somebody sensible who can deal both with these diseases and deal with the American economy. The economy is in pretty good shape. And I'm going to give Trump credit on some of the trade issues. So if you have an adult in the room, the chances of success are much better. And I think the early money is riding on the kind of team I just described.
And just a couple of matters before the courts, before I let you go. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has publicly chastised Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck Schumer has gone after the Trump court appointees Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, warning them not to uphold abortion restrictions in a case before the court, saying you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. Schumer butchering that saying there. But Ed, any thoughts? I mean, there's real fears at the moment in the pro-choice movement.
I would think if I were a Republican, the last thing I'd want to do is touch that, because that means you would surely lose the election. Because remember, this is not election in the farm belt. This is an election in the cities. They are slow this thing down. And I'm not sure that the Trump appointees will vote in the way you think they'll vote. Because they are young enough to know that long more time in that seat under siege is not a good idea.
And an appeals court has ruled Congress cannot sue to enforce subpoenas against the Trump administration or the executive branch, meaning Congress is free to issue subpoenas and Trump, as he's been doing, is free to completely ignore them. How exactly is Congress meant to oversee anything in these circumstances, Ed?
That was not the Supreme Court.
No, that's just a federal appeals court.
That's an appeals court. Mm. This will be appealed. And it won't get to the Supreme Court until there's a new president. So, and this appeals court narrowly made that decision on very narrow grounds. I think it's something to worry about, but it's not my biggest worry right now. Who the president's going to be is my biggest worry. And I want this guy wrapped in Teflon, bulletproof.
Ed and I will be back with all the latest next week. Subscribe wherever you find the podcast and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support.